For the Cheryl Peace family, she was Verna's daughter, Deb Pullman's sister. The memorial service will be here tomorrow. Visitation will start at 10, the service will be at 11. And if you're planning on attending, masks will be required per the family's request. And then after the service, we'll just be having cookies and coffee. The internment's going to be a bit of ways away, so the family needs to be on the road. So that's why it's kind of a shortened time here. But please be praying for the family with her passing. Also, as evidenced this week, we continue to need to pray for our country. Whichever side of the political aisle we fall upon, praying for peace, praying for the president-elect as we get closer to the inauguration. We just need to continue to pray for peace to reign through our country. Are there other prayer requests? Heidi. We will be praying for the Han family. Brad is dealing with, we'll call it flu-like symptoms. I know he's also been dealing with some kidney stone issues, but also Abby with the three games. I watched one of them. She did get pushed around a bit, though she does stand her ground, but she did take a snowball to the face, and so dealing with headaches. So yes, we will pray for the Han family. Any other prayer? Faye.
My dad went back to his room last Sunday afternoon. He had a really good week this week, and he wanted me to say hi to everyone.
Well, we do indeed send greetings to Ed. Does he listen or no? Okay, well, we do in our hearts send him greetings. But Ed was able to get back to his room, to his apartment on Sunday from the hospital, and that is good to hear and to see. We also continue to pray for Paula's brother, Dick, and his updates. Grateful that as getting an update from Paula, she does repost some of those on Facebook, but he's still doing rehab, but his speech is getting better. Clarity of thought is coming along as well, so we'll continue to pray for his healing. Any other requests? Okay, Stacy, and then. That Stacy's request is for her nephew Dalton. The request last week that he was in ICU, and my wife informed me when I got home that Kayla had posted that he'd gotten home. So I don't know, our prayers were answered very quickly last week, but and that the power of prayer is very powerful. And so Dalton is home and healing, but we continue to pray for his long road. Anita, you had a request. So the request from Burley for Anita's bringing for Burley's daughter-in-law. She's been dealing with breast cancer, and the chemo is not doing what they were hoping. What is her name?
Jolynn.
And then June. And your grandson's name?
Gabriel.
Gabriel.
They used to live in Miller, so.
Well, we are grateful to see you back. I know we continue to pray for the health of our community, but as the numbers come down, grateful to see individuals venturing out. But June Ohm does send a thank you to all for her prayers, cards during the recovery time, as well as for their new grandson, Gabriel. Mom and baby are back home in Brookings, and so grateful for the health there. Any other requests?
I'm just going to say the baby's name is Paisley, Daddy's Gabriel.
Oh, Dad's Gabriel. Baby's Paisley.
Yep.
That would make better sense online. All right. Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, I do thank you for the opportunity we have to gather. As we bring our prayer requests, we always want to acknowledge that you are sovereign, and you know the requests on our hearts. You know the needs that we have. But as we bring these requests together, it is a reminder that we do not go through this life alone. You have sent your Son, and we have celebrated his birth the last month. You have sent your Holy Spirit to indwell within us, to remind us that we are your adopted children, and that he is a guarantee that you will fulfill your promises, and we hold you fast to those. You are a faithful God. You will fulfill all your promises to us. Father, we do pray for the needs of our church family and our community. We continue to pray for the Peace family with Cheryl's homegoing. I pray that you would be with Verna and with Deb and with Diane and with Christy and their families during this time, that you would be an ever-present help, and you would walk as you walk with them in their grief. Father, we pray for the Han family, for Brad, that you would place your hand upon him and heal, as well as for Abby, that you would help with these headaches and that it would have no lasting and long-term effects. Father, we pray for just the work that you're doing. We're grateful that Ed was able to get out of the hospital and make it home. Continue to pray for him and for those that are shut in because of COVID, that you would remind them that you are there and present. Father, we pray for Paula's brother Dick, that you would continue to heal, that you would help him in his therapy to regain mobility and speech as he's seeing more clarity of thought. We pray that you would heal him. Our ask and our desire is that you would heal him completely. Father, we also pray for Burley's daughter-in-law, Jolynn, that you would, as the great physician, touch her body, that you would, as you have used medical technology, that you would give wisdom to the doctors, but also that you would touch her and heal. Father, we also pray for the Hinmans. Grateful that Dalton made it out of the hospital, but for continued healing and for him to regain full activity in life, be with the family and give them peace of mind and heart through these times. Also, we want to, we thank you for how we as a body can come alongside of those that are a part of us and those in our community. We're grateful for the Ohms being back and for walking with June through her hip surgeries. For this new addition to their family, we pray for Paisley that you would help her to grow into the woman of God you want her to be, that you would be with her parents, that you would give them wisdom as they raise their family. Father, we pray for our country. It is very evident that as we don't always see eye to eye, but we've in the past maybe been able to agree or disagree agreeably, and that is seeming to be lost. We always understand that this world is under the power, or at least the sway, of the evil one. But ultimately, your Son is on the throne. And Father, He is the Prince of Peace. We ask that your people would be ministers of reconciliation. We understand first and foremost that's with the most important relationship, our relationship with our Heavenly Father, that we would point others to Christ, not to a political party, not to our own desires, but that we would be the salt and light you called us to be, to point others to Christ. And because of the work of Christ, there can be peace between individuals because of the powerful working of the cross. Father, we thank you for our missionaries that are part of that process of building your kingdom as we are. We pray for the Elliots, that you would continue to heal Andrew's knee, that you would provide for them and raise up their support, that as they get ready for school, we pray for those that will be coming in and learning. We think of our own church family. We pray for Mitchell as he gets back, and for several of our college students that have headed back, ready to start school, that you would be with them in their studies, but also help them to be ready and willing and able to give an answer for the hope that they have within them. Father, we pray for our servicemen and women, that you would watch over them and their mission as they fulfill the orders they've been given. And for our own ministries here, we pray for Club Rock as it gets ready to start this Wednesday, as we get ready and bring students back. May each one of us that have an opportunity to work with these students take the advantage to plant the seeds of the gospel, to water, and ultimately we pray for those that don't know you, that they would come to know Christ as their Savior. Watch over our time today. May we honor and glorify you in all we do and say. In Jesus' name, amen.
I think it's good that we can still come and freely worship and study God's word and listen to the message that he has for us every week. It's been a few weeks ago, but Pastor Jason talked about hope and peace. And I'm glad that we have that hope and we can have that peace. But the only way that we have that is through salvation in Jesus. And that's the only way that you'll know this peace that passes all understanding, that even when our world is in total chaos or it may seem like it's spiraling out of control, we can still have that hope and that peace. And we can still sing praises to God because he's still in control. So let's stand and worship together this morning.
You are the today. In your presence, all our fears are washed away. 'Cause when we see you, we find strength to face the day.
Salvation is found and where our hope and our peace can be found.
Father, we do thank you so much for your grace and your love and your mercy. We thank you for the gift of your Son. We thank you for the promise that you are in control. We pray that you be with our time as we look in your word this morning. We look specifically at the gift of the Holy Spirit and the power of the Holy Spirit. We pray that you would help us to focus on your word and on the truth that you have for us this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.